Hi everyone, it's Cheryl from Hushes.com. Hushes is the first, oldest, continuously published phone sex blog. Today I want to go over the 2016 election. We have, 400 days and change or something like that before the election. This is an important election, and I don't think a number of individuals understand that. As you guys know, I started off in the Republican Party. I am still a registered Republican. I don't know where my party went, but if you find them, let me know so I can catch up. When I became a Republican in college, the Republican Party did not look like this. I don't necessarily know what's going on, but I do not identify with these individuals. And I kind of feel like Colin Powell, you know, it's just the two of us hanging out together with a couple of other individuals. But that's a story for another time. What I'm finding is I'm seeing the Democrats do what they did in 2010. And what happened in 2010 was disastrous. I didn't pay that much attention to the whole argument in Congress about what we now lovingly refer to as Obamacare. I didn't pay attention to that. What I remember is when President Obama ran in 2008, I crossed party lines and I voted for him because he said that he was going to do this one thing, and this involved health care. He said he was going to do it. I said, okay, I'll give you a chance. Do it. He did it. I said, oh, hell yeah. I am going to move heaven and earth to make sure you get a second term. So, I feel my job's done, you know. But there's more work to be done. What happened in 2010... And I guess it had something to do with the argument, because I'm a ride or die type of girl. When I say I'm with you till the end. So the back and forth that was happening in Congress over Obamacare was a non-issue for me. I needed an end result. And I'm sure there are some people listening saying, well, Cheryl, we should have single payer and blah, 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 blah. They clearly do not understand how Medicare came about, how Social Security came about. When it started, it did not look like it does today. So once you pass it, you have to continue building upon it, which is why the electorate must be vigilant and become registered, vote, and keep registering and keep voting until the job is done. Now, there's a lot of things happening in 2016. First of all, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the notorious RBG. She is getting up there in age. Nothing wrong with that. She is a cancer survivor, and she wants to retire. And she's not retiring because her position on the Supreme Court is so crucial. If anything, I need to get a Democrat in the White House just so she can retire. But it's more than that. We need to get a Democrat in the White House, and you need a majority in the House, in the Senate, to help that Democratic president. Because this is what we've learned. We saw it with the first Clinton. See how I did that? First Clinton. We saw that with the first Clinton. And we see it now with President Obama. The Republican Party has basically said, hey, we're not going to do shit. And yeah, I'm going to use that word. We're not going to do anything until he's out of office. That's why they were so gung-ho with him being a first-term president, a one-term president, so that they can go about doing the stuff that they really want to do. And they were floored when he got a second term because they're like, hey, let's see if we can not do anything for 8 years. And they're doing nothing for 8 years. I don't know about you, but we don't have time for that. We don't have luxury for that. So my suggestion is stop spending time trying to convert people. Believe me, that does not work. Spend time with people who agree with you. Make sure they're registered and don't trust them to go out and vote. Take them down there and have their asses vote. Okay? That should be the focus. Get everyone registered. Get everyone voting. Now, I don't know the ins and outs of the Democratic Party, not a Democrat. But I'll tell you what the mistake was in 2010. They were so pissed that they set out the election during a midterm election. during a midterm election, the year was divisible by 10, which means that the Congress is in control will redistrict every district in the House of Representatives. It was a colossal failure that has to be undone, which means that you have to win the majorities in the 2020 election. And the only way you can do that is not by waiting until this 2020. That means that you have to make strides during the 2016 election, the 2018 election, and hopefully things will be back on track by the 2020 election. I'll leave you with this. We're all individuals, and because most of us are paid weekly or bi-weekly, we have this idea in our head of living day to day, paycheck to paycheck. Very rarely do people plan long term. It's not in us as individuals. In other countries, yes. In other countries, they plan by generations. They say, hey, I'm going to start this business, and then when I retire, my children will have the business. And by the time they retire, they'll have the market share of the Southwest or something. Now, my great-grandparents and grandparents thought this way. They sold moonshine, so they were very much into territory. But a lot of Americans don't think this way. And a lot of Democrats don't think this way. Most of the Republicans that are making the decisions are business owners, and not small businesses, they like to say, or even mid-sized business. They have huge businesses. So they are trained to think not in terms of the next paycheck or the next pay date, okay? They're trained to think beyond the week, month, quarter, year, several years in advance. So whoever is guiding the ship for the Republican Party, they're not thinking of the 2016 election. They're thinking in terms of the 2020 election, of the 2024 election. They're already making plans. And you can see that in a number of bills that they're passing, a number of laws that they're passing. I've said this before. I said Lawrence versus Texas was to set up for the 2000 and 2004 election. Just real quick. Lawrence, the Supreme Court met, and basically there were several laws on the books that said sodomy. And by the way, sodomy isn't just anal sex, it's also oral sex. For those of you who are truly readers of the Bible, you should know this. But basically there were laws on the books throughout America that made sodomy a crime. So if you were gay, for example, what you were doing with the person you loved, you could be put in prison for. Then the Supreme Court ruled and said, no, we're not going to criminalize sodomy anymore. And when they did that, then that brought into question the whole issue of gay rights, right? So they were thinking, the Supreme Court was thinking, we'll decriminalize it, and now we'll have a push-button cultural issue which will get more of our people to the polls and voting. I'm sure they had no idea that it'll be 2015 and gay people are marrying. But that's how it started. And someone thought that through. I guarantee it. So what I'm saying to you is, when you think in terms of politics and you watch the news and you respond and you react, that's a waste of time, okay? What you need to be doing is thinking about two steps ahead. You need to be thinking, what do I want? How can I get it? Who do I need to put into office to make that happen? President Obama thinks that way. That's why he said, sometimes you have to be a single issue voter. You want to stop the stuff that's happening with guns? Only put people in office that the NRA doesn't support. That's one way to do it. That's a big thinker. That's someone who's thinking out of the box. That's someone who's thinking about policy and actionable things you can do now that will change the future later. And I suggest you do that too.